Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. You're cordially invited to another Dr. Rock prescription this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Teens, let's talk it out. Let's talk about it, teens. Every Thursday, right here at 7 p.m. Central Time with the doctor, we got a provocative cast of guests and people in the audience, and we're going to crank the show off with a song request by the one with the Beatle haircut. You know who I'm.
Gotta keep it. Gotta keep it close and feel so right.
Dr. Rock at KKMT Radio Network every Thursday night where we teen talk, we get together and we talk about it. Tonight's subject is the five major problems that plague teens every day. In our world today, teens love to talk. They talk on the air right here on the Dr. Rock Show. They talk at school. They talk after school. They talk online. They even talk behind their friends' backs. My question is, what on the earth are they talking about? And when the parents enter the room, all of a sudden what happens? They lock up. Okay, no time to lock up because we're getting ready to open up the phone lines because we got a bank of calls. We want to bring in the host there. Is that 806, Miss Faye? Okay, let's see. Mr. Fay, where you at? Okay. We're going to open up the lines here because I'm going to be producing the show tonight. And, again, tonight's topic is all about teens and teen issues. Again, guys, you can call the KKMT Radio Network at 718-508-9018 every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Miss Faye, are you there?
Yes, 853.
Okay, I didn't know which one you were there. You got so many numbers, I can't keep up with you there. I got you now. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I kind of read the description there, told everybody what we're going to be talking about. I just kind of reiterated the five major problems that plague teenagers, and I read the description that we got here on the Blog Talk Radio profile page. Guys, by the way, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KKMT Radio, and it will go directly to the page, and you can listen at Teen Talk. You can listen at Introspect, Come and Take the Journey, Computer Love, and other shows that we have produced on the KKMT Radio Network. Tonight we got Teen Talk. We got a bank of calls, and I know they like to talk, so let's talk it out. Go ahead, Ms. Scott. Let's see what we got.
Okay, I'm excited tonight. This is I'm really excited, and I hope everybody that told me they were calling in called in. So,
well, I can guarantee you, you got a bank of calls, so just start calling them out.
All right, they're just going to have to kind of talk some in because I don't know the area codes or the first number.
Let me go ahead and do what I do as a producer here, guys. These are the rules. What we're going to do is we're going to open up all the lines. As long as everything is quiet and there's no background noise, we're just going to pretty much open up all the lines. If you want to say something, hit the number one. If you have a question or a comment, just hit the number one, and I'll bring you in. I mean, otherwise, you can just chime right on in if you want to. If there's too much background noise around you, I'm going to have to put you on mute. But other than that, this is a free fall. We want teens to get it off their chest. Let's talk it out. I'm excited. Let's talk it out.
Okay, we're ready to talk it out. And what we're going to be talking about tonight is relationships. And it's just not one relationship. It's several relationships, whether it's your parents or your friends or your sisters and brothers or your best friend, girlfriend, boyfriend. We're just talking about relationships. And, you know, a lot of times you're on the phone talking. What are you talking about? And then when your parent walk in, what causes you to lock up? So I just need somebody to come out and talk and say something here for me.
Well, let's see. We got somebody with a hand. We got 806-283. I'm not going to say your name, and I'm not going to do your whole number. 806-283, you got a question or a comment? Or you just want to talk?
I have a comment.
Out. Huh?
I have a comment.
Come on in.
I would like to say, I know when I'm on the phone with my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and, like, what we discuss is about how he truly feels about me. And I know, yes, I'm still young. I'm 18, and I'm still going through that I don't know how you put it, that stage.
Okay.
Yes, that stage. I just want to know how he feels about me. And we just talk, and it's nothing about sex or anything, but it's just, I know it's important for me to find out how he really feels, because I really don't want to be played. I'm not the type to be played, and when my feelings are hurt, I just blank out.
Let me ask you a question right quick.
Mm-hmm.
You say you want to know how he feels about you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about you?
How do I feel about me?
Yeah.
I'm confident in me.
You what?
I'm very confident. I like what I do.
Then nothing else matters.
Nothing, really. Nothing else matters.
Exactly. Don't allow whether he feels positive or negative about you to change how you feel about yourself. Continue to make yourself the best person you can be. And you be honest in the relationship, even if he's not. But if he's not, you know what to do. Move around. Have him move around, too.
Yeah. And I know, like, when my parents walk in, I used to freeze up.
Okay.
But I don't anymore because I don't see the need to. So whenever, like, my dad asks me, what are you talking about, I tell him because I have a good relationship with my parents. So there's no need for me to there's no need for me to freeze up.
That's what we're talking about. Go ahead. Let me give you your kudos. There you go. You're the good example of a teen today.
Thank you.
Because that's what we want. We want teens to feel comfortable enough to be, to, as you said, conversate and correspond with their parents. But again, see, you feel that you can talk to them because you don't have anything to hide.
Exactly.
You know, you've been up front. You guys not talking about sex. He's not on drugs. You guys are not drinking. You just want, I understand teenagers want, everybody wants to be loved by somebody else. That's what gives us work. And I understand how important that is. But do you know what's more important than that? Your education.
Yeah,
you know, stay focused. Don't let your personal life mess up your academics.
Oh, my God.
I'm really proud of you because I like you. Very confident young lady, and I like what you're doing. What you think, Ms. Scott?
I think she's a very confident young lady as well, and it's a good thing that you have that open relationship with your parents because that's what's needed. That's all part of relationship. And if you don't freeze up when your parents come in the room, that's because of the open relationship.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So if he's a bum, let me know, and I'll hook you up with my nephew. That's how we do it when we talk it out. Hey, we got a bunch of calls. I mean, you guys, come on in if you want to talk about this thing. We're just having fun over here. We got a couple other song requests. We already played the guy with the Beatle haircut. Oops, he got a haircut. I'm sorry. But anyway, we played him. We're going to play a couple other songs, but we want to know what you guys think about conversations, honesty in relationships with your parents, with your friends. And we want to know what you're talking about when you're talking about what you're talking about all day long on the phone, on the Internet. Come on, guys. This is an opportunity. We got a bank of calls, and everybody got quiet. Oh, now you're scared. Don't be scared. Let's talk it out. So we got, I'm going to start calling them out. We got 713.
Hello.
Oh, that's somebody I know. We got 832-207. You want to talk about it?
Oh, well, I actually just came in. Hello to everybody. I'm just trying to figure out what's happening right now.
Let me get some of these youthful, exuberant ones. We got 806-201.
That's me.
Okay, you want to talk it out? What, you got a comment about it? You on the down low on your parents? You don't want them to know what you're talking about or what?
Nah, I'm grown now, but I just wanted to call in because when I was that age, me and my friend, we'd sit on the phone. You know, we was managed, you know what I mean? When my mama walk in, we'd freeze up. We'd want her to know what we was talking about.
Yeah, it's like stuck, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Instead of focusing on books, we was focusing on other things.
Yeah, well, she said, what you talking about, mama? What you talking about, mama?
she asked me, Tate, what you talking about? I know, Mom, we trying to figure out this scientific stuff real quick before I get off the phone.
Hey, Tay, you mean tell me you was lying to your mama?
I mean, at that point in time, because if she knew what I was talking about, I knew she would have got that bet off that door.
There you go. And that's real. And see, the reason we want you guys to interact, there's some teenagers that's going to be calling in tomorrow to this KKMT radio network. Or they're going to just chime in on the Internet. They're going to listen to this. This show is going to help somebody. And that's why we respect you guys calling in and stepping up. We appreciate that, man. That's honest. Let's see if we can get 806-368. Say something. 806-368. That little background noise. Okay, we're going to start. Okay, what you're going to have to do at this point, if you want to say something now, hit the number one. Okay? How about 806-448? 806-448. Okay? 806-401.
That was
408.
That was you.
That was you? You want to come on, 448? Come on, 448. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Got something to say? Okay, well, let's kill some of that background. 806, I mean, 832-797.
Hello, just listening.
Okay, you just listening. Okay, 806-368. No, 469-955. You got a question or a comment for the teen host? Come on, guys. See, now y'all can talk all day long, and y'all get on the air, and y'all get scared. Something wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that. Okay, we got somebody got some nerves. We got a 713 caller. Look like they got some nerves. Let's bring 713 in there. 713, you want to talk it? Talk it out.
Hello?
Yes.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
I want to ask a question for dating in middle school. Do you think the age, is it too young to date in middle school?
Let's just put that to Ms. Scott. Do you think it's too young for a middle schooler to be dating? Uh-oh, hold on a second. Let's see. Ms. Scott, did you get that question?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, did you think it's too young for a middle school to be dating?
I think in middle school it is, because you need to be more focused on what you're doing. I mean, focus on your schoolwork, trying to get through school, because you're going to have plenty of time to date. That's going to come later on. What you want to do is focus on your schoolwork and focus on your relationship with, like, maybe your family and your friends and those that are putting positive, are making a positive impact on you. Because what you want to do is you want to be the best you can be while you're in middle school, so that when you do get to the point where you want to be dating, as the first young lady said, you'll have that total confidence in yourself. And so that's what I
mean. I think the female caller was 18, and, you know, she had just, hopefully, let's see. Is that 806-241? You still there? 806-241?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, that's another young man. You got a question or a comment? Do you date? Do you think it's too young to date in middle school?
What I think, they still have time to do that, but at the same time, they could date. It just depends if they mind still set on books and stuff. If they can do two or more things at one time, if they can focus, then they got it. But
so, what do you think is an appropriate age to start dating?
I'd say about 16 or 17.
15? Okay, between 15 and 17. That's a good question. Let's put that out there for all the callers. Again, if you got an answer, just hit that number one. What is the appropriate age to start dating? If you got a comment on that, just hit the number one, and we'll pick you up. We had a little bit too much background noise, so I had to kind of mute a lot of people. But if you got a question, like we got 832-797, they got their hand up, and we're going to try to bring them in. What's the appropriate age for dating at 832-797?
I would say that the appropriate age really doesn't have to be an age. It's when the persons or the two people are responsible young adults to be able to handle a relationship as far as dating. Now, as far as middle school, I think that is a little bit too young because, first of all, that's when your body is developing, at an age level. So you really don't know. You have hormones floating and your body is changing. You're really not knowing what's going on with you. And
you're getting signals that you're able to decipher.
Exactly. And that can easily get you off course on your studies.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do think that middle school is a little bit too young, and also I think you should start dating into the dating scene when you are responsible enough to handle and to be responsible for your actions and the consequences that follow.
Okay, let me ask you a $60,000 question. Do you think 17 is appropriate?
Again, it all depends on your maturity level.
Do you think a 17-year-old is mature? Have you seen one that was mature?
That was mature enough.
A 25-year-old is that's not mature.
No, I haven't. And then that all goes back to your upbringing, how you were raised, the relationship that you may have with your parents, with your family, you know, with your church, and also how you feel about yourself as an individual.
There you go.
So a lot comes into play there. So I would have to say there's really I don't really think you can put an age on it because you're still developing. But as far as middle school, that's a little bit too young because you really don't even know your body yet. Your body is starting to develop to the next level. So you really don't know. You got all these things happening with your body, and you really don't know what's going on. So to add dating into all
that. You know what happens? Society puts a number on it.
Exactly.
Oh, 18, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, society puts a number on it, whether we want to or not.
Exactly.
I'd like to ask the question to the young lady that asked the question. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think that was 806. Was that 806-448? Was that you?
Yes.
806-448?
How do you feel about that question that you asked? What are you thinking? Do you think middle school is too? Do you think middle school is too early to start dating?
713-397.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 713-397. Do you actually think that middle school is an appropriate dating age?
Well, I can't say anything because my parents don't allow me to date until I'm mature when I'm in high school. So, I mean.
We want to know your opinion. We want to know what you think. Do you think that at 13 or 14 years old, you're mature enough to date?
Well, it depends on how you act in school, but honestly, I don't think it is because some kids, they're too childish and messy, and they look at people.
Yeah.
It's like they're going out with this girl, but they see another girl better than her, so they're going to go out with the other girl.
Well, and that's the way it is when you're young. When you're 18 to almost 30 years old, some people at 40 years old can't settle down with one person.
That's right.
So you really have to be mature enough to go through the ups and downs of relationships. Let's see here. We got 806-448. You got your hand up. Did you want to ask a question or make a comment?
I want to make a comment.
Okay, please, go ahead.
Okay, so.
What do you think the appropriate age for dating is?
Appropriate age, I would say around 17 or 18.
Okay, that sounds fair. I mean, I think parents, you know, I'm a parent of two daughters, and I was kind of, I can remember their mom saying, you got to let her go. You know, you keep choking them. You got to let them kind of show you that they can be responsible. You know what I'm saying? You have to give them a chance, in other words. Let me ask you this. Are you 17 and or 18?
No.
Okay.
I'm 16 right now.
Still 16? Do you think you're going to be ready to date when you're 17?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you consider a date? Do you consider it like going to the club, coming back in at 2 o'clock, drinking and smoking?
No.
Okay. What do you consider a date?
I would call that maybe going to the movies or going out to eat, not anything over the top.
And what time is your curfew?
Curfew?
Yeah, that means the time you're supposed to be home. Daddies know about curfews.
Around 10.
About 10?
Yes.
So you're going to leave the house about what time? 5 or 6?
7.
I said, oh, that's cool. I can work with that.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, how about that, Miss Scott?
I like that. You're a good thinker.
I love it.
You're moving lost in 3 hours.
Yeah, we're loving you, girl. You seem reasonable. I think I can work with you. You think your parents can work with you? That's the question. Do you think your parents are going to allow you to do that?
Around that age, yeah.
I think, yeah, you sound to be pretty level-headed. I think they'll give you a chance. But I want you to understand this. Don't lose their trust. Yeah, don't lose their trust.
I know. It's hard to gain back.
There you go. And stay true to yourself. If he loves you for real, he'll wait. And you should wait, too.
Yes.
So respect yourself because it's more life. There's more to life than just sex, guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, you're going to be a good example. Look like the phone lines are opening up. Oh, not everybody want to what? Talk it out. Okay, we got 806-368. What do you think the appropriate age for dating is? That's 806-368. You got a comment or a question? Okay, they hit the number one, but they got scared. You know, don't be scared now. If you got something to say, let's get it out. Miss Scott.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question right quick so we can keep this thing rolling. Kids today, this is a totally different generation. I can remember going to the movies on Saturday matinees and it cost a quarter. You know? Kind of gave my age away, right? But, yeah, I mean, some of the movies today are pretty provocative. I mean, you kind of want to at least, I mean, and once they leave the house, you really, they can say, well, we're going to go see Benji, right? Well, you guys probably know Benji. Or Shrek. And they can go and see something that's, like, totally out of control. You know,
right.
So what do you think about, I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it, actually, if you're, it depends on what age you are when you're going to see the movie. If we say we're talking about 15-year-olds, then me, myself, I'd make sure I buy the ticket for, I'm going to pay for the ticket.
Hello.
For the movie that you say you're going to go see. Now, I'm not going to trust you to go see the movie that you're seeing because
yeah.
You can change. You can go there and see something different. So I'm going to purchase the ticket. And
well, wait,
that way I know.
He's supposed to be buying the ticket.
Who? Well, I'll be there when he buy the ticket then. So, we make sure you see in the movie that you say you're seeing.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and confess. I do have two daughters. My baby girl is 20 years old now. She's a sophomore in college. And I'm going to say this when, in fact, I can only remember maybe two boys that she actually dated when she was in high school. But most of the time, it was just her and her girls. And even with her and her two girlfriends, they call themselves the good girls, and they would go hang out in matinees or movies. I would take them, and I would come back and pick them up. And sometimes they think I would actually go home when I would just go around this corner, you know, and get a Coke and some chips, back up in the corner, and just stay there until the movie is over.
You sound
like they call me like, you know, Daddy, we're ready to come home. And I take a little time, you know, getting there, like, you know, I just wait, you know, give it a little time. And I watch and see how they interact with the other people coming out. You know, because sometimes, you know, it was one of the friends who wanted to say, girl, we can get a ride with this guy over here. And I noticed the other two girls were adamant about, you know, not riding with him, and they stayed there and waited for me. And when they got in the car, you know, I questioned them about that because, you know, that could have been their last ride.
That's right.
You know, young ladies, I want you guys, and I want the guy, young, let's talk to the guys. Hey, we ain't got no guys out there? I know you guys ain't scared. I'm going to open the lines back up, Miss Scott. I'm going to open the lines back up. You got, do I have some fellas out there? Fellas, can you talk it out? I want to know what's on your mind. Don't be scared. What's the appropriate age for dating, fellas? No fellas, no takers. Okay.
We have some guys on there. They're just not talking.
Hello. We got a bank full of guys. I'm sorry. We got a caller. Go ahead, caller.
What I was just about to say, I think there's just a lot of kids out there because I put it on Facebook for the invite, and I know that some people that I have invited are there, but I think they're just testing the waters to see what the conversation is about, see how it's going to flow and all that, and then they'll start to open
up. Bank, but they're just afraid to say what you know what's on their mind. And that's what this is all about. Remember, why are you scared? What you doing? Okay. Hey, I think the old saying is you don't need darkness to do what you think is right. We can talk about it because I don't have to have your name. You can talk about it. We can get it out on the table, and maybe we can fix it. Or we can at least just help you understand it better. So feel free to say what you got to say. Only thing I'm going to call out is your area code and the first three digits of your number. And it's up to you at that point. You don't have to give your name. But we want to know, what is an appropriate date, appropriate time to start dating? And what's an appropriate date? You know, is it you think you should be going to the club at 16? I don't think you can get into a club at 16. Well, they got teen clubs, right? They do have teen clubs. Yeah, they got teen clubs. So, but, I mean, you know, what do you guys think about? Let's do this. When should you date? Should you be able to go on a date Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday? Or should you just be able to go on a date Fridays or Saturdays? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when do you guys think it's an appropriate day? In other words, should you be able to go on a date on a school day, you know, a school night, like on a Thursday, and you got to go to school tomorrow? You don't think you can wait like until Friday or Saturday maybe? And Saturday is a really good day because you got that opportunity, like you said. You could possibly go on a date at 3 or 4 o'clock and be home by 6 or 7, you see, before the sun goes down. So that's even better. But we had some really good responses. I mean, I'm going to have to give everybody some kudos, but even the scared ones, y'all can be scared. You know, eventually they'll come out with it. What else you got, Miss Scott? What else you got for us?
Wait.
Let me go ahead and play some music for them, because since they scared, they just scared. We just want to know what the reason why we're trying to do this. You know, we don't want you to wind up in the wrong situation.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, we're just trying to help you guys. We're not going to beat you up about it, but we're going to play some fat beats for you, because Miss Scott didn't send me no fat beats, but I'm going to play this fat beat I think is appropriate just for you, because I know you're scared, but we don't want you to go down this road.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is is bugging. It's one of two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time. Took a brother's life with a knife.
Want you headed for self-destruction, because you're with Dr. Rock and Miss Faye Scott on Teens, because we got to talk it out. You're on the KKMT radio network at 7 p.m. Central Time. Tell your friends about it. 7 p.m. Central Time every Thursday, 718-508-908, where teens come together and do what? Talk it out. So look here, we're going to open the lines back up, because we want to talk about this dating thing. We still got some bunch of people on the line here. Nobody hung up. I could see the heads bopping, because we had to put those fat beats on them, because I know that they was feeling that. But check it out. I want to know again, when you do date, is it appropriate to kiss? Uh-oh. We didn't open up a can of worms, Miss Scott. We can open up a can of worms. Let's see if we're going to get some truth, Ruth, now. Where's my call at? Where's she at? 806-368.
I'm here.
806-368. You still got your hand up. I know you out there.
Hello?
Yes, how are you doing? On that first date, is it appropriate to give that man, that boy some sugar?
I don't think it is because you don't really know if he has anything or what you could catch from him. And you really don't know what he's with you. Like, you really don't know why he's really with you. And, you know, you giving him a kiss on the first date might tell him, oh, well, you know, I'm going to get some. So that's really not a good look for the first date.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Do you have your own strip show?
No.
You go, girl. She got skills. Go ahead and continue.
Well, I mean, basically that's really how I feel about it. I mean, but other girls out there may think it's okay, but later on they will find out that he was either with her for one thing or he really likes her and wants to be with her, you know?
Okay, but how about if he's real cute and everybody in school knows him and he's popular and he bright skinned with good hair?
Well, he can be as cute as he wants to be, but, you know, still, don't give him no love. I mean, you know how it works. Like, that's not cool.
You had to get two cheers. You just the busy bum. Straight up. That's what we want people to understand. And, you know, this is another teen talking to you guys. This is not us old folks. This is another teen that's very down to earth, very practical and pragmatic in what she's saying, and she understands this. Let me ask you this. Do you talk to your friends like this? Do you have friends that you can communicate with like this? Or are they doing things that maybe you feel inappropriate or inappropriate?
Well, as much as I do try, I do tell my friends, like, you know, he may be cute. He may say he's with you for you, but you'll never find out unless you're maybe a few months into the relationship, you know.
Right.
Like a few days, that's not really going to tell you anything. He will tell you whatever you want to hear, just so he can get what's in between your legs, you know, and that's all it's going to be. And so, if they listen to me, then they listen. If not, then that's on them.
Miss Scott, I just found your co-host.
I know.
She got mad skills. I'm serious. Hey, big props. We really appreciate you. And that's 806-368. Remember her. 806-241. You still there? They scared
her. I'm there.
Oh, okay. Let me get a man. Come on, man. They talking bad about you, brother. Not really. But we just want to know how brothers feel, too. Young man, this is another man talking to you. I think she just said, if you kiss a boy, you might get something. Hey, you know what? We might get something from them. Let's flip the script. Brothers got to take care of themselves, too. You got to look out for yourself. And I'm going to guarantee you, sometimes these little girls want to get with a brother. They want to kind of push up on you. So, brother, what do you do when they want to push up on you? Because, I mean, you want some bambinos at 17?
No, you don't.
Okay, then. So what you going to do? How do you handle that situation? She keeps coming on to you, want to kiss you, climbing all over the seat. She want to get at you because you're cute. What do you do?
I guess let her know. We're going to have to hold it off until it's looking like the right time when we get married, and that's the number one answer. You gotta actually wait on things to get to know each other first, to be in a relationship. You gotta get to know that person before you just get all rubby dubby and kissy, intimate.
There you go.
So,
I'm gonna tell you guys that old big disease with the little name called AIDS. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing
HIV,
nice.
HIV, STD, herpes.
All of them acronyms. It ain't nothing nice. And the guys got to protect themselves, too. We want to give some props to the guys. Because brothers want to talk it out. So look here. That was some good advice, Mr. Scott. Now, that's another good one right there. He seems pretty articulate. That's your female or your male host right there. We need to recruit. We need to start recruiting. I want you guys to call Miss Scott. I'm serious. I want you guys to give Miss Scott a call after this show. Miss Scott, give him your email address. Don't you have an email address?
I do, and I know who those two are. Those are my two.
Okay. No wonder. See, you got skills too, Miss Scott. We're going to give Miss Scott some props too. Because we appreciate what you're doing. Let's give her some love, guys. Let's let her know that we appreciate that she's creating a vehicle for teens, adolescents to come and talk about some issues. And we're having fun tonight. But I'm guaranteeing you, sometime, somewhere down the road, we're going to have some issues where a couple of teens might want to talk about some very serious and impacting things on their lives. And that's why she needs you two guys to kind of be here to, like, maybe give them some feedback from that same generation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they'll probably accept it better from you guys than they will from us. But, see, you guys got to walk it now. You can't just talk it. You can't, you know, get on the teen talk show and then talk all that stuff and then, you know, like I said, when your mama come, you throwing the phone up under the pillow. Oh, nah. So let's walk it right. But, I mean, those are the two right there. I'd go with them, Miss Scott. I mean, I want to adopt them. Let me check your DNA. Uh-oh. I got quiet again. But look here. I want to try to get 469-955. I got the line open. I want to know what you're thinking, 469-995. You still scared? Okay. 806-782. 806-401. I want to encourage, you know, our two hosts to tell our teens to call and, you know, tell them they don't have to be afraid. They can say what they need to say. We're just having fun here. Let's go back to Miss Scott. Miss Scott, what can we do as parents to open up the lines of communication with our kids?
Okay, you said, I think parents, we've got to be able to talk with our kids, interact with our kids, and let our kids feel comfortable and know that. You have to let them know that, hey, you can come and talk to me. And just because they say something we don't want to hear, you don't jump down their throat. Listen to them and make them feel comfortable in coming to talk to you, because if you don't make them feel comfortable coming and talk to you as a parent, then who can they go talk to? So we have to have that open line of communication and let them know that you can come talk to me. I'm here when you need me. And I'm not going to jump down your throat. I may not like what you say, and I may disagree with it, but I'm going to listen to you. And you may not want to hear what I have to say back, but it's not going to be anything to make you feel that you can't come talk to me. So I think that's what we need to do. And as far as relationships, I would just like to ask the question, throw the question out there. What are the teens, what do you think, what type of relationship do you think you should have with your parents, and what kind of relationship would you like to have with your parents?
Yeah, that's a good one, guys. I know everybody heard that one. Do you want your parents to be your friends, or do you want them to be your parents? Do you want them to tell you no when you're wrong, or do you want them to just go along? You know, like you said, after you talk it out, do you want them to work it out for you, or do you want to figure it out for yourself? Let's open that one up. Oh, let's get on 806-368 on that. Oh, 806, do you expect your parents to fix it for you, or do you have a relationship where you guys can talk? And if you do, do they listen? Because the people, I'm going to say this one right quick. The major part of communication, it ain't talking, guys. It's listening. And we need to practice and learn to become better listeners. 806-368, do your parents listen to you?
Yeah, I do live with my mom, I'll say that now. And when we talk, you know, it may start out as a little decent level, but if I have a certain question about stuff, you know, she'll lay it down. She'll write it down, draw it out, you know, make a portrait about it, because she listens to me, I listen to her. And that's where I'm basically getting some of my advice that I'm saying right now. You know, and if you don't have that relationship with your parents, then, I mean, if you don't want it, then that's on you. But if you do, then you should at least try to work it out with your parents, you know. And if they don't listen, then at least find that mentor in your life or in your family that will listen, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really basic. It's really easy. But then again, if you don't want nobody to know your feelings or your problems, then write them down. Nobody has to know. Nobody really has to understand. As long as you understand how you feel and what you want with your parents or with anybody, then, you know, good for you. That's totally on you what kind of relationship you want to have with your parents.
Yeah, but you know what? Journals and diaries are a place to hide your emotions. sometimes we use those places to escape talking to people. Because we already really know the answers are, you know, pretty much going to be, you know, negative. So we do things and we write it down, maybe to get it off of our chest. But if we got a parent, like you said, that's not judgmental, I think both of you guys are on the right track. We have to not, I mean, I'm learning myself as a parent every day. We have to not be so judgmental. At least listen to the kid. Listen to the young adult. See what they have to say. And, you know, but you know what? You know what the biggest problem I have with young teenagers? And pretty much with people in general. You know, why is it people will lie before they take their next breath? I mean, come on, let's be real with it. Now, we talking it out. You know, come on. It's crazy. I mean, is it because we see politicians do it every day? Is it because we see ministers on TV doing it every day? Or do we feel like that's a little bitty lie, a little bitty sin, and not a big one? Let's get that young man back in here, 806-241. Do your parents listen to you? What kind of communication levels do you guys have?
Communication levels are good. Like, when it's just something little and they think I can take care of myself, then, yeah, they'll let me go ahead and handle up business. But most of the time, if I need them there for me, they have my back 100%. But it's all based on really trust. They got to have trust in you first, because if they don't have trust, they won't believe in you. They really just not listen to you, so. It's mostly based all around trust.
Yeah, that's the foundation. You just said it. Trust is the foundation that you build communication upon. Seriously, guys. In other words, do you want to trust your friends or your boyfriend if he continuously lies to you? Of course not. And the same relationship is going to exist with you and your parents. You know, hey, look, we got 832-207 back on the line. I'm going to go ahead and pimp his hand. He is a teacher. I'm just going to put it like that. He's a teacher in school, and let's see what he thinks about young teenagers dating, appropriate dating ages, and lying and communication with the parents. 832-207, can you talk it out?
Well, I like a lot of what the young people are saying. You know, I make me feel like I'm an elder statesman in the room or something. But what they said about trust, and this is something that I tell the children I'm around, you know, all the time. I say, well, before someone can trust you, you have to consistently show that you're trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something, a person's trust, that's something very valuable. I mean, and most people don't have any idea, a lot of young people don't have any idea what comes along with that. So parents and adults, before someone can trust you, you have to be consistently trustworthy. For the children, like you said, some people are lie before they take a breath. I mean, they'll be out of breath and still try to come up with lies. That's how bad they can be sometimes. But so the parents have to be consistently trustworthy. They can't, they can't continually betray their trust. Children, on the other hand, have to be consistently trustworthy. They can't continue to lie or break curfew or do things they know are wrong.
Yeah.
So, in terms of dating, all that kind of lying, dating, in any relationship, like you were just saying, that's going to be of the utmost importance. And just say kids, and, you know, and dating, okay, it's fine, you know, as long as it's, what's the word I can call? Like I said, age appropriate. You know, going to the movies, you know, going out, getting to know someone. Because, like I said, everyone's going to need friends.
I hate to say it.
We need other people. That's sociology, psychology. Any facet of life, you're going to need other people to sustain yourself. But first things first, yourself. Know thyself.
Right. We preach that every Tuesday night on Introspect. Take the journey. Look up the word introspect. It means look in that mirror and begin that journey to learn about the person that you see. Know that person inside and out. Understand the good things about that person and try to fix the bad things. If we actually took that journey, if most of us did that, you know, the world would be a better place. And most of you guys are saying stuff that I literally talk about in relationship building on Computer Love every Friday night at 7. We talk about relating. Relationships mean relating to people. And if you build a relationship, it takes time to build trust and about 3,000 seconds to just destroy it. I mean, it could take years to build trust and only 3 seconds for somebody to see you in a precarious situation and blow that trust totally out of the water. So, I mean, I'm really proud of you young guys and young ladies. I am very much proud of you. We want to open up the doors, as I said, to all of our callers. By the way, you can always, this show will be archived at the site probably in about an hour. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KKMT Radio. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central, you can call 718-508-908. You can talk to Miss Scott, and you can talk to our other teens, and you can just talk it out all night long. You can get it off your chest. We're not going to even judge you. We just want to help you through the fire because we all got issues, and we just want to help you with some of yours, and we can have some fun. By the way, I think Miss Scott was going to tell you guys about this. I'm going to let her give her email address, but if you got a song request, as long as it's clean, if you got a shout-out to a friend, let's go ahead and get a shout-out right quick from 806-368. You special. Go ahead and give somebody a shout-out. Somebody.
I want to make a shout-out to Miss Scott. That is my aunt, and I want to say I love you so much.
Oh, that's so sweet. I think I'll go cry. Okay. 806-241, don't come with that mushy stuff. Give me a shout-out, man.
Well, I'd love to give a shout-out to Sister Scott, too, because she helped me out with a lot. I go to church with her. So
okay.
She really, she got me on the right page right now. So
let me ask you this.
I give my shout-out to her, too.
Let me ask you this. She let you ride, she let you drive that red sports car?
We'll talk about that next Sunday.
There you go. That's my man right there. So we're going to talk it out. Hey, look here. We got a late caller calling in. Looks like it's a 757-472. Did you want to comment?
No, just listening right now. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate you calling, though, because this is a teen talk. We're talking about teens. We're talking about teen issues, teen relationships with their parents. We're talking about dating, appropriate ages to date. We're talking about SCX. We're talking about everything to deal with teens. I think you have a teen, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Next Thursday, maybe you know, he or she can call in. We got some very mature and intelligent teens that have been calling in tonight. But please hold and just listen in. We got a beautiful song to play for you guys at the end, but we still got plenty of time. We got about 8 more minutes. 806-782, you got your hand up, and Dr. Rock going to open up the line. You want to talk it out?
Yes, I just want to give a shout-out to Mrs. Faith Scott. That's my mother. Woo-woo!
Wait. Now, y'all probably give a shout-out to somebody else. They getting all the props over here.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my shout-out.
Does she let you drive that red car? She don't let nobody drive that red car.
I done drove it. I done gassed it.
Let me ask you a question.
And a shout-out to Mr. Rock, too. He helped my mom out. I appreciate it.
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing. Did you go fast in that car?
She didn't let me. She was in there.
Sitting in there with you, huh?
She couldn't let me cut loose. I'm out of there. I'm pushing 180.
I love it. Only in America. This is what it's all about, guys. Family and relating families. Relating to each other, having fun, doing positive things. Dr. Rock calls it building a legacy. See, because I can hear it in the voices of a couple of you guys. I'm going to give you a hint. 832-207 is a very dear member of my family, and I saw him at an age of 12 years old, and there was something special about that young man. I saw that he had that confidence in him, and along with myself and others, we've helped to nurture that. And he's become a very productive member of society as a teacher. I mean, really, because I wanted him to do some other things, and he chose the profession of teaching. And that's very commendable. And I see great things in the future of you guys. I mean, you guys are tomorrow. We ain't got no tomorrow without you guys.
That's right.
We really don't.
That's
so,
right.
Miss Scott, you know, everybody giving you props tonight. What you got to say about it, girlfriend?
I give props to everybody that called in on here tonight. I just want you to know that I appreciate you, and I want you to know that we're just here to have fun and to enjoy ourselves. And the teens, I just want them to be able to know that this is a safe environment, a place where you can come and just talk about it. Just talk it out. That's what we want to do. And
don't forget to give me your email address, too.
And just like, just like Dr. Rock said earlier, we're not here to judge you. We're just here to talk it out. And you know, and just sometimes just talking it out helps you out. And that's what we want you to do. And if you have any suggestions on something you want to talk about, or if you have questions to ask or song suggestions, you can send it to TIOteenTalk@gmail.com. That's
do that one more time.
That's TIOteenTalk@gmail.com.
That's how we do what we do when we what? Talk it out. Because we want to make love. You know, we want to make some love tonight. We want everybody to know we got love for them. I want to definitely thank your two co-hosts, the young man and the young lady. They was on point. I'm just going to give y'all props. Y'all was on point. I'm serious. There you are. For real, y'all brought the noise. I mean, very mature young people doing positive things. I want you to know this. Teen Talk is going to evolve. When you guys get ready to go to get colleges and stuff like that, you need scholarship advice, you know, use your resources. Talk to Ms. Scott. Talk to Dr. Rock. You know, go ahead and start in your junior year. Get your SATs. You can take that a couple of times. Get your score up. And, you know, get you some scholarship monies. If you got some problems, let us know. That's what we're going to be here for. We're going to start bringing in fact, not maybe next Thursday, but Thursday after, I might have a friend of mine that works in financial aid at one of the colleges. We'll have her on. We want to have shows that are going to help you guys go to the next level. But right now, we just want to make sure that when you go out on that date with that boy, you don't give him up, give him daddy sugar. What's that song by your boy Life Jennings, SEX? What happens when baby girl find her SEX? We just want to make sure that she comes home intact. You know, and take your time, guys. You know, sex is not, again, it's not the all cure and the all end. It's just the beginning sometimes. But it can be your end if you make that mistake. So definitely be wise, be smart, and be careful. Especially because we love you over here. We love you. Dr. Rock love you at the KKMT Network. And Miss Face Guy, she's showing you all kind of love. And we're going to close out with a pretty song by Jennifer Holliday. All you got to do is listen in.
I'm calling this phone up just to tell him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, cares for me. Who I truly believe, God sent me an angel from above.
I feel